Previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
Basic Education Minister Siviwe Gwarube wants an urgent meeting with her finance counterpart Enoch Godongwana. This as provincial education departments face a collective budget shortfall of 28.7 billion rand for this fiscal year. According to Business Day, the cash crunch is expected to soar to 118.2 billion by 2027-28. All well and good, but what does this have to do with business? Isn't President Ramaphosa in New York trying to drum up some 3 trillion rand in new investment? Shouldn't we be focusing on that? Of course that's important, but if our already stressed education system is going even further backwards, investors who do choose to come here will find they don't have the skilled population needed to work in their businesses. No skilled workers equal little or no economic growth. It's as simple as that. Having said that, the president's message in New York, which is essentially that the country has turned the corner and with the new GNU is essentially on the up, seems to have been well received. The JSE's at a record high, the Rand making up lost ground almost as fast as it can. JSE All Share closed last evening up 1.4%, 85,060. The top 40 up 1.5%, 77,893. It's not just the president. As important for our big natural resources companies and miners is the fresh and quite large stimulus being thrown at the Chinese economy by Beijing. No such joy in London, though. Also a big mining and resources exchange. The FTSE 100 was down 0.2% at the bell last evening. Nor did New York go any better. The Dow closed down 0.2% as well. The S&P 500 down 0.7%. The Nasdaq ended just above flat. Tokyo this morning up 2.5%. Hong Kong up 2%. Sydney up 0.7%. As I mentioned earlier, the Rand continues to perform with the dollar unchanged at 1.11 to the euro. Rand at 17.22 to the greenback, 19.18 to the euro, 22.97 to sterling. And by my records, that's the first time since mid-June the Rand has broken beneath 23 to the pound. We can already feel the impact of the stronger Rand on the price of fuel, falling steadily, with reports this morning saying we're in for another drop of around a Rand a litre for both petrol and diesel next month. And finally, gold is just beneath its record highs, 2,661, platinum at 996, Bitcoin just under 63,450, Brent crude oil, the other key component in the fuel price, slightly easier, just on $73.50 a barrel.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.